Twitter handle at @fat1dogs.
He likes fat dog dicks? That's disgusting.
It's just him putting a dick between two slices of bread.
And then fucking it on video.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
It's tearing up your butt when I fuck you.
Tearing up my dick when I...
That's... I don't know any boy band songs. I can't keep that going.
Bye, bye, bye. I get confused with which one is... In
Bring
sync,
KY
and which one
ain't
is...
nothing but a thumbnail. I want it that way.
Which one is the one with the gay guy in it?
NSYNC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lance was
is that
gay,
the one with,
I think.
Yeah. Is that the one with Justin Timberlake
yes.
also?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's the one I know.
And that's what the one... Joey Fatone was in NSYNC also, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all
so apparently they were the more popular.
Well,
one.
No, at the time I believe Backstreet was bigger.
Yeah, it's just Timberlake is the only one that survived and had a career after that.
Right.
Nobody gives a shit about anybody else.
Boys to Men were in town last night here.
Did you see him?
No. Well, number one, it was my best friend's birthday party, so I was there anyway. But number two, I don't think I could still stand through an entire concert. It was like an outdoor place, you know.
I'll make love to you like you want me to.
I will. And,
Yeah.
I would have gone if it was free or something.
That is the kind of band that they would have, like, at the Virginia Beach oceanfront at this time of year. Like, Beach Street USA featuring Joan Jett, Boys to Men, and some other fucking band.
I would pay to see Joan Jett. Joan Jett is cool.
There was one. I can't remember if it was Joan Jett or the other Pat Benatar. One of the two, maybe even both, were playing this weekend at Virginia Beach, and one of them apparently sucked ass. I probably should have known which one it was before I mentioned it, but too bad.
Like, literally sucked ass? Like, invited people on stage and sucked their asses and...
She just got a whole bunch of the crowd up on the stage, lined them up, said bent over, and then sucked their asses just right down the row.
That's my fetish.
Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everyone.
Ugh.
The ass sucking the show around.
God, I'm triggered.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter.
No. All right, guys. All right.
Just no. Just no.
So, about sucking asses.
So, speaking of sucking asses, Lauren, when you come to visit next week... We're going to suck some asses. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to watch Magic Mike. And we're going to do a Magic Mike party. And, yeah, like, because Hat Club decided that he was going to, like, make this his personal mission to, like, make us watch the show. Or watch this movie. And I think we're going to do, like, a live... I think we're going to do, like, a live stream where people can join in and watch with us.
I'll join.
The Mystery Science Theater.
Yes, please. Yeah. We insist that you join, Peter.
Yes. Yeah, the no homo Magic Mike viewing party.
I love it. That's what we're going to call it.
I like it.
It's a good movie. It's.
I believe you. And the only reason that I'm actually considering watching it is because I've had like three guys, including you, tell me that it's a good movie. But then I've also had... Our friend Melissa told me that she bet me three beers that I would find Channing Tatum sexy in this movie. And I'm like, I will fucking take that challenge because...
And I'm with you, Jenny, because your whole point behind it was you don't think male strippers are sexy, period.
No, I don't. Yeah. I just generally find them awkward.
It's got Alcide from True Blood in it.
But see, like, here's what I want to see when I want to get all hot and bothered. I don't want to see a guy, like, dancing and shaking his pelvis. I want to see, like, a guy, like, chopping wood. Or, I don't know. What else is, like, manly?
Like, washing a car?
No.
Doing some yard work?
No, like... There's, like... All right.
Fixing a car.
I don't like the male stripper moves. Like, I'm not into, like, gyrating pelvises and, you know, like, humping a pole. Like, no, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
But if I see a guy, like, swinging an axe around.
Like, doing something.
Yeah.
My thing is that, like...
Like, wearing a wearing a tool belt and, like, being handy around the house.
Like Tim actually, Allen.
Like, he's doing something.
No, not like Tim Allen. No, like... What was that? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no. Talking like Scooby-Doo, no thank you. But a guy literally being handy. Like, you know, replacing a dishwasher.
Being
so
handy.
Jacking off.
Yeah.
You just like watching guys jack off.
I just don't find them sexy because they're typically, like, all... These really super, like, ridiculously buff and oily.
And
like, they always look
oily
to me.
And, like, that's just going to make a mess.
And I'm just not really into, like, the muscle guy.
They oil themselves up, you know. They do that, yeah.
And they shave their chests and shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just...
They have really smooth skin, which might be nice.
And
but I don't know. You know, I've never been with a man with rock-hard abs.
No.
And I can't imagine that it would be enjoyable in the winter. You know,
I don't see that changing how I feel about them.
I kind of like a little like softness around me.
God, we're such girls.
Like, you know, like a pillow.
Right.
Like, I want to be able to like.
Like, I would take chubby Chris Pratt
at
over
a guy's
buff Chris Pratt.
I want to paw at a guy's belly like I'm a cat. And like get comfortable, you know, like kind of okay, all right, this is okay, all right, and then like
get comfy,
nestle up like right up against his chest that's like all soft and squishy.
That sounds much better to me.
Yeah, I don't need like, you know, Channing Tatum rock hard,
and he just looks like a potato. He looks like a giant potato to me.
I mean, but at the same time, I would totally do him. Come on, I wouldn't throw that out of bed.
I honestly...
You're saying never. You're saying if Channing Tatum hit on you, you would not go home with him.
Nah. Now, like, other guys in the movie, I could possibly... Like, you said Alcide from True Blood is in it.
Yeah.
Like, I would push Channing Tatum to the side and go after that guy instead.
That's Joe Manganiello? Joe Manganiello?
Whatever his name is.
Manly Joe Mangina.
I just say Joe Alcide because that's easier to say.
Yeah.
That dude's kind of hot, though.
See, like, I would definitely say yes to him, but, I mean, he's not really my type.
I think Channing Tatum's funny, and I think
do anybody famous ever. Like, there's not even a question. Unless, like, he's a convicted wife beater or rapist, I'm basically...
So, like, Rush Limbaugh? Or...
No. Sorry.
Louis Anderson?
Isn't he dead?
No, he's alive. He just won an Emmy.
I thought he killed... Louis Anderson? Didn't he kill himself?
No.
What did he win an Emmy for?
Some TV movie or something.
I thought he killed himself.
No.
Didn't he molest kids?
No.
Jesus Christ.
There were, like, allegations of Louis Anderson molesting people. At some point, I thought.
I haven't kept up with
Louis. Are we thinking of the same Louis Anderson? He hosted Family Feud for a while. He's a big fat dude.
Yeah.
Really? Like, this is...
I have never heard of this. I think you're getting two fat guys confused. I don't know who the other one might be, but it's not him. Are you thinking of Patrick Swayze's character from Donnie Darko, perhaps? Michael Jackson, maybe?
I don't know.
It's Louis Anderson is not, he's not a pedo. He's not
that
dead.
That we know of.
Right. I just don't want to get sued.
In the late 90s, Anderson was extorted by a man named Richard John Gordon. Gordon demanded money from Anderson, threatening to reveal to tabloids that Anderson reportedly propositioned him in a casino in 1993. Anderson initially paid Gordon $100,000 in hush money, fearing the story would threaten his starring roles in two family-oriented series, but when Gordon's demands increased to $250,000, he informed law enforcement authorities. Gordon, who was 31 at the time, was arrested.
So if he was in a casino, then he wasn't underage, so he probably wasn't a pedophile.
He was 31 in 2000, would have been 7 years younger. No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
So he's not a pedophile.
No, he was just, like, propositioning a gay prostitute. Well, that's fine.
He was accused that's of that, fine. But then he went to the police.
That's
so
totally
I mean,
fine.
Like,
I'm cool with it.
Well,
yeah.
well, back to our main point. Would you bang him?
Only if he did the Life with Louis voice. Probably nobody remembers that.
Nope.
He had this little cartoon character, and he was like Louis. He'd be like, I'm hungry. He was like Eric Cartman 10 years before South Park. This little kid talking about, I want to eat cheesecake.
Okay,
I want fried chicken. Cheesecake. French fries.
So that's the only way you would do him?
No, I wouldn't do him ever. I lied.
But, I love how you just back down immediately as soon as you get challenged.
But there's a billion... If I was in a bar and Louis Anderson approached me and he had good game, I would go home with him. Rush Limbaugh, though, no. No amount of game could ever save Rush Limbaugh.
What if you could sleep with him and then, like, bribe him, you know, blackmail him or turn it over to tabloids and, like, somehow, you know, get him to do all this nasty, fucked up shit and film it and then turn him over and then, like, just ruin his career?
No.
What if you could do
that? It's not going to ruin his career. Because with as disgusting as he is and the things that he's said and his career is still going strong, nothing I could do would take him down.
What about Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, I would totally do Gilbert Gottfried.
I'd bang him in a second.
Yes.
You want to three-way him?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yep. I didn't even have to think about that. Oh, fuck yeah, I'd do that.
You weren't even asking me, and I was like, yeah,
yeah, right? I love that word. See, this is the problem, though. We have what's called groupthink, where we think too much alike, and there's not enough conflict in the show, and it's ceasing to be interesting, because we both just said, I would fuck Gilbert Gottfried in a heartbeat, and we don't even have to explain ourselves. We don't have to have a discussion about where we're coming from and why we would do this. We just get it.
I'm gonna put it in your butthole.
See, I would tell him no to that, but everything else, we're good. Go on, Gilbert.
Just so he could turn it into an aristocrat's joke. Whatever you want. And then just at the end, as you're fucking jizzing all over me, you say,
aristocrats! That's how it would go.
Yeah, at least I have standards.
I have no standards.
No.
I've never pretended to have real standards.
Nope.
Just Channing Tatum is kind of below that line, I think. Yeah, that's it.
I was talking to this girl on OkCupid for a while, and last night we were talking about movies, and I was like, oh, so have you seen Civil War yet? And she goes, yeah, I thought it was boring. So I was like, all right, I am not...
She thought it was boring?
She's not worth dating.
Is she a robot?
No, I was just like,
maybe
okay,
she,
this,
like,
is, this isn't going to work. This isn't...
Instant boner killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that bitch. Not literally.
No.
She sounds boring. All right, let's take a break now. How do I do this thing?
They want to be you. We'll
Keep still, he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around, stroking the front wall of my vagina. No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to? I agree to the fisting, but I'd really like to claim your ass.
Famed voice actor Gilbert Gottfried.
Please put that link in the notes.
It's
him reading Fifty Shades of Grey. Mm-hmm.
That was always my favorite clip. And the funny thing is, like, everybody... Because nobody had recommended that I should read 50 Shades personally before seeing that.
Like, I
had been hearing and hearing and hearing about 50 Shades, but, like, had no interest in it. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that clip, and I was like, that is amazing. And then I had friends who actually recommended it, and they were like, oh, you should read it. It'd be great. And I was like, no, because the whole time I'm going to be reading it in my head as Gilbert Gottfried, which may be hilarious, but...
I would listen to that as an audiobook.
I would absolutely. 100%. You should totally do that. I don't think it's real. I wish it was.
I read the book just because I wanted to see what the big deal was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how the fuck did this get published? Like,
bitches be thirsty.
Well, it's not even like Peter, because I heard a few different varied reports. I heard some women say it was amazing and the descriptions were like really hardcore and awesome. But then I had another woman who was like, nah, it's kind of vanilla. Like,
yeah, it's
definitely not hardcore bondage.
It was somebody who really is into S&M and read that, and it's like, this is for fucking posers.
This is amateur hour. I was doing this when I was 17.
I thought you were going to say 7.
No. I'd rather read Jimmy from You're the Worst erotic novel. Like,
oh my god,
erotic,
yeah.
Tales of Jimmy Shive Overly, age 11.
I would read
it
the shit out of that book.
Up.
Like, just like the excerpts that he, like, he's read aloud, like, oh my god, I would fucking read that. Daddy, I sold a book.
Oh, triggered.
Too soon.
All right. Let's talk about something else that's not that show that makes me cry at the end every time now. So, so anyway.
Cox and alarms.
Yeah.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Why didn't they name the alarm that? That's what I want to know.
They didn't ask us for fucking marketing advice, idiots.
We need to, we need to explain what this is. So go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah. I was going to say, we need to set this up. So they've come out with this product that is an alarm clock on a vibrator. And it's got like 30 settings, and you tell it what time you want to wake up, and it vibrates your vagina or your butthole or wherever you put this thing, and it kind of fits into your underwear. And I don't know if I would want this or not. Like, I think I might be conditioned to, like, hate the feeling of, like, the vibration or the orgasm or whatever, because it's like, now I associate it with, like, waking up in the morning, and I fucking hate waking up in the morning.
Well, would you even be able to fall asleep in the first place with this thing shoved in you?
I got the feeling it's not shoved in you as much as, like, laid on top of you.
Right.
In between your vag and your...
But would that even,
underwear?
Like, wake you up, really? Or would it just be like, like...
Yeah, well, it's supposed to, like, gradually increase. So I'm not... I mean, you're not exactly going to have an orgasm in your sleep. You know, you would kind of wake up for that moment.
But, I mean, it sounds like it would be kind of like morning sex, where it's like you're still not completely awake, but you're just kind of like, hey, let's fool around a little bit, and then you kind of go back to sleep.
That could be. I don't know. Like, it seems like it would be a nicer way to wake up, though, instead of just a freaking annoying alarm or something like that.
Shia LaBeouf shouting at you in the morning.
Oh, my God. That's actually a great idea.
I think it definitely would be uncomfortable to fall asleep with, like, a piece of plastic on top of my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, like, I tend to move around in my sleep. Like, I'll start on my side, move to my stomach, get to my back sometimes, and... I don't know how well it would stay in place, and it would probably just kind of like uncomfortably flop around. And if it's not uncomfortable, the other side of that is if it's not uncomfortable and it's just kind of like rubbing against me, I might want it to not just be an alarm clock. I might be using it like before I go to sleep. You see what I'm saying? Like, and then it's like keeping me awake longer.
Or what if you wake up in the morning and like this thing gets you all excited and shit, and then you're like, oh, now I have to fucking masturbate before I go to work.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then, like, if you're, late. Waking up late.
Yeah.
I've got one on my phone. It's called The Rock Clock. And it's Dwayne Johnson. You set time that you want to wake up. And he records, like, exclusive videos, like, for this app. And he wakes up and he's shouting, like, inspirational shit at you. And then, you input a goal that you want to have. Like, I put, like, finish my book or something. And, like, he yells at you to, like, complete your goal, like, you know, sometime during the day. And it's actually kind of like, oh, well, shit, if The Rock is telling me to, like...
That's really cool.
So, for best results, use that with the vibrator alarm clock. And then it feels like The Rock
is
getting
you off. And what if your
goal
is, like, to have an orgasm and get out of bed?
Well, if you're sexually attracted to The Rock, I mean, that's all... It's... You're good to go there.
Not really.
Do either of you guys
the first segment?
And there's no snooze button, so like you can't shut them up.
Fuck that shit.
So, Peter, though, you mentioned having having morning sex and then just wanting to like roll over and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you ever have morning sex and then it's like, damn, now I'm ready to go for the day?
No.
See, sometimes I do.
It's.
Sometimes I rub one out before work in the morning. Just, it depends. If I'm awake early enough and something's happened,
that, yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, let's do this. Okay.
Like you had a sex dream and it didn't like, you know, come to completion or anything. You're just like, that was fun. Let's do this again. Let me think about that dream that I had. Rub one out. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Usually I do just want to go back to sleep in the morning. But that's kind of a thing I want to do anyway, not just after I touch myself. Well, this got awkward.
Well, that, you're breathing all heavy into the mic after saying that.
Sorry. Sorry.
Like, I just want to go back to bed.
Sorry. I won't breathe anymore for the rest of the show.
Well, speaking of not being able to get out of bed, did you guys see this video of the 700-pound woman who wants to be 1,000 pounds?
Oh, my God.
I heard about it. I didn't want to see it, though.
Okay. Well,
I started watching this.
It's definitely in the show notes this week, I guarantee you. Yeah. I watched the whole thing. I watched the video on Unilad, and it's going to be some kind of reality show at some point. But this woman... who is a lingerie model and currently weighs 700 pounds. Her boyfriend is really into her weight. He's really into her size. And he told her he wants her to get even bigger. And she was like, okay, I'm all about it. And she knows that if she's 1,000 pounds, she's going to be immobilized. And she said that makes her feel glamorous because it makes her feel like she's going to be waited on like a queen.
Like she's Jabba the Hutt or something.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I saw the part where she thought that, you know, like she was kind of holding herself to like the ancient Egyptian standard.
That's what she said,
where
which I don't know that was exactly ancient Egyptian.
Yeah. I don't think that's what they were going for.
No. But she said like it reminds her of ancient Egyptian times when women were waited on hand and foot.
You could do that without being fat.
You sure could. But she even said like there are beds that you can buy where they have like a toilet built into it so I wouldn't have to get out of bed. She said it, and then she said like her boyfriend was totally into being the one to help take care of her,
and he was kind of fetishy too.
And he's helping her gain weight. And part of the video is he said, okay, now we're going to make Monica a weight gain shake. And we take protein powder, crumbled up strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Beefcake.
Yeah. crumbled up strawberry Pop-Tarts, ice cream, milk, and heavy cream. And then, hold on, this is the best part. He doesn't just give it to her in a glass with a straw. He takes the blender pitcher, and pours it into a funnel, so she's essentially beer-bonging this strawberry Pop-Tart shake.
That's where I had to drop off.
Into her mouth.
I couldn't. Because I almost fucking vomited. That was disgusting. And partially because, like, all of that stuff that he put in there is fucking delicious. Like, why? If you want to be fat, just fucking eat this shit.
Right.
And taste it. It tastes good.
Right.
Like, I can make myself 700 pounds easy by fucking just eating that stuff straight out. Like, I don't need a fucking strawberry Pop-Tart and ice cream smoothie made to force feed me these things. I want to do this naturally.
This is the most America thing I've heard all week. Like, you know, people in fucking other countries are starving to death. Meanwhile, this woman's like, I want to be 1,000 pounds.
I want to be so fat I can't move. And the thing was, too, like, and I don't want to sound like one of those people that, like, she'd be so pretty if she wasn't fat, but she had a very pretty face.
Well, that's why she's a lingerie model.
But no, she's a lingerie model because she's fucking obese.
Because people like that. Some people like it.
Yeah, she's, like, laying on the bed with, like, her just fat rolls. She has so much fat that she's sitting there with her legs spread in the bed and, like, covering all of her vagina. It was disgusting. It was really gross. Like, I'm not dissing on, like, curvy women or, like, slightly overweight or anything, but
or even, like, the standard obese where, you know, maybe you're 300 or 400 pounds. Like,
right.
That's fine. But 700 is quite different. For
and
her,
she's trying to get fatter.
And it's because, and, okay, here's the reason that there's a problem with it. Because it is obviously unhealthy. Like, it is malnutrition at its disgusting glory. That's.
I mean, isn't she gonna have a heart attack or something at some point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She could drop that any minute.
How old was she? Did
28.
It say in the? Oh my god.
28 is what I remember them saying.
I'm pretty sure a doctor did not approve of this diet plan at all.
No way.
Trump's doctor probably.
And her boyfriend was definitely a bit like fetishy and creepy with it, which. No, if you're into large women, that's wonderful. But you shouldn't make somebody so unhealthy that they can't move.
Yeah.
It's almost like a control thing.
Yes, like, that's exactly what I was going to say. It was like he was trying to make her his slave.
Right. And it's interesting because, like, they did say, like, as I'm watching the video, there were, like, little blurbs where she had always been very large her whole life. Like, I think 400 pounds-ish. And mm-hmm. she wanted to get weight loss surgery at one point. And she did lose quite a bit of weight to try to be a lot. Because even when you get weight loss surgery, you can't be over a certain weight. And she mm-hmm. had lost quite a bit and was trying to get there. And then she decided she didn't want to have the surgery. Which I understand. It's a huge risk to have gastric bypass mm-hmm. surgery. It's not something you can go into lightly. But not only did she decide she didn't want the surgery, she decided she wanted to be heavier. And she claimed that it was an ex-boyfriend that was pressuring her into getting this surgery. So it seems like maybe she does have some unhealthy relationship issues where...
You think?
I mean, obviously her relationship with food is not so healthy.
She does not get out of bed after morning sex.
Exactly.
Oh, that was the other thing that was kind of gross was, like, she was saying that, like, she could get off just by him rubbing her stomach and rubbing her belly button.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there through the whole video just, like, rubbing her fat roll and, like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, like, she had eaten a lot, and then she, like, unzipped her pants, or I guess, like, just kind of pushed them down because obviously they're elastic waisted. She, like, pushed down her pants and was like, oh, I'm so full. I can feel my stomach getting fatter.
But I'm going to eat again in a few minutes.
Right. That's exactly what she said. She said, I'm so full, but I know I'm going to keep eating.
Oh, and the other part that was killing me was how they were showing her boyfriend taking the pictures of her.
Uh-huh, I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
And then immediately afterwards they said, yeah, but, you know, her stepbrother used to take the pictures for her.
Yes.
So she would be sitting there in her underwear, and her stepbrother is taking the pictures mm-hmm. and the videos.
And he's like a like teenager, like 15, 16 yeah. years old. Yep.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember Monty Python's Meaning of Life? The scene where...
yes.
I think it was Michael Palin or something was like the fat dude.
Yes.
It's like, I'll have that all in a bucket. Yeah. And then, like, at the end, like, they give him a mint, and then he just explodes, and there's all just shit everywhere.
mm-hmm. Yes. Mr. Creosote.
Yeah.
That's who it was. I had to look it up. Oh, my God. I'm going through and just finding all the fat videos that I can find to put in here. As
like, he's barfing into
notes.
A bucket, and, like, there's, like, somebody, like, trying to, like, mop up the floor, and he's barfing on them, too, and...
And it just turns into, like, the scene from Stand By Me where everybody's barfing on each other.
Or,
so anyways.
Like, the scene in Magical Mystery Tour where there's, like, the overweight lady eating spaghetti and John Lennon's got it, like, a shovel of it. And he's just...
Ringo's aunt.
Yeah.
In my head, that scene from Monty Python and the scene from Magical Mystery Tour, like, just combine. And I just imagine, like, them shoveling the spaghetti onto the table in the Monty Python skit and vice versa. There's, like, five nerds out there who know what the hell we're talking about right now.
John Lennon's got, like, this creepy smile on his face, and he's just the shovel of spaghetti.
Yeah, oh my God. I gotta find a video of this that we can put up on the notes.
Oh, that'll be hard because YouTube has been cracking down on Beatles shit.
It's all Hulu's fault. The new documentary.
It's because I think it's also because the Beatles have their own Vivo channel on YouTube now.
Well, I at least found pictures of it so we can put the pictures up, and I'll keep looking for a video. But I can't promise it will be a legal video.
Because I was looking for Blackbird on YouTube because my patroness, and all I could find was like people's shitty covers of it,
I hate that.
Or like live versions from Paul McCartney, which was okay, but I was looking for the White Album version.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, all this talking about stuffing ourselves. It's making me hungry.
That's how I felt after that fucking Wawa challenge. Because, like, I was late to the game on that, so, like, I had to, like, eat, like, those fucking hoagies, like, two or three times a day just to catch up.
Right. You had, like, all six of them, like, the last six or whatever, the last, what, 4 days or something?
The last 3 days. And one of them, like, literally, like, made me had to, like, go shit in a Target, like...
I really want a hoagie right now.
Was it that one that had, like, the chicken strips and, like, cheesesteak beef or whatever?
Yeah, it was
and
the one that had, like, everything. Fucking everything on it.
The
and,
Rocky
like,
Wildwood. That was my favorite. Yes.
Like, normally I can hold it till I get home or whatever, but I was standing in the middle of Target, and I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I had to literally run all the way to the other end of the store to go to the bathroom, and it just came out, like, my asshole just got uncorked and just, like, all just fell out.
I'm definitely having Wawa for dinner.
Oh, my God, me too. Like, I can't wait to shit myself after a big fat hoagie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. So.
I'm going to get spaghetti. Yeah.
Shovelfuls of spaghetti. Oh, God. Okay, so it's been fun, but I think we need to quit this and go eat some food. So yeah, anyways, yeah, give us a call at 757-541-CUNT. Tell us, you know, how you would like to get fat or which celebrities you would like to fuck, hate fuck or whatever.
Comedically fuck, I think is what.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Mouthy Broadcast or mouthybroadcast.com, and see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Bye. Bye.
I do want to make a video for that Top Gun girl. I wasn't making that up. Like she said, like you her favorite movie is Top Gun. I was like, I wanted to like do like that scene and like.
That would be really hilarious. Do you have a uniform you could wear too?
No, I do. I do know military friends. Maybe they have like something I can borrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have like the white. What is it? Like naval shirt that he had though.
Dress whites.
This would either be like really romantic or the creepiest thing that she's ever seen.
Or like just a little bit of both. You some know?
Some rando just singing a Righteous Brothers song.
I mean, it worked in the movie, so
it didn't work immediately. She was, I mean, she was.
He wasn't exactly a rando either when that happened.
That's true.
He's true. Tom fucking Cruise. He's,
yeah, he can get away with a whole lot.
Yeah. Hmm. Hashtag Tuesday Cruise Day.
Where are we on the?
Oh, I should send it to her on a Tuesday and put it at the end. Hashtag there Tuesday you go. Cruise Day. Find you a girl that will celebrate Tuesday Cruise Day with you.
Well, if you can't do that, you could always just like play volleyball and send it to her.
That's
play volleyball with a bunch of guys. Yeah, topless. That's
if I'm trying to woo a guy.
Right.